This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Poodle.
Yes.
You remember when you had amazing, you got dick down so good when you were 28?
Ooh, it was a good year.
By this, and there's this one guy that you remembered later as having the best, like you, 5 years later.
Yeah, I can still see him.
You still remember.
And that dick.
And that dick.
Yeah. Got a tattoo about it. Got a tattoo on my lower back.
Yeah. It says, that dick.
Rest in power.
Rest in power. y'all, this is Southern Charm, and we're talking about
charm.
Dick. But remember then, I don't know that you ever had this. I had a guy like that, and then 10 years later, we found each other again.
Yeah. I've done that.
And you're down there, you're in his crotch. He hasn't it's all different now. Before, when you were with him before, he was all natural. Now it's all shaped. Whatever. It's just a different experience.
Yeah.
And you're sucking that dick and you're going, I think I remembered this better than it actually was.
Yeah, I've had that experience before.
Yeah.
And I think time really does affect our dick memory or our dick recall.
It does.
Time is elastic. It's very Proustian.
Time heals everything.
But sucking dick. It's a little Mac and Mabel for you to do. Thank you, Jerry Herman, for giving us that song.
Jerry Herman. I think that's where we are with Southern Charm.
So, you guys, we're kind of making an announcement today that definitely for this season, I can't say what the rest of the
season.
Life of it will be. We're not going to cover Southern Charm anymore for this season. Blah, blah, blah. And I know it's kind of weird because this was the first reality show we ever started talking about. And that's how a lot of you guys found us.
Well,
so
is... was Fire Island really
11 people?
Not Fire Island.
That.
We did that after Finding Prince Charming.
Oh
God!
Well, that's true, but no one knew about.
Nobody
us
knew about. This was the first popular reality,
and this
show.
Is how a lot of you guys who are 90 Day listeners and
Sweet Tea.
Hello Deck, and so we have a fondness for this show, and there's a sense of nostalgia that we were about to make this podcast. In fact, I kind of went, oh. This is kind of sad, like we're bidding goodbye to something. It's less sad because, to be honest, the show is joyless for us this season.
It's just not a good show
anymore. It's not good. The characters have played out whatever arc they ever had. All of our favorites have left.
It's not even beating the dead horse.
Yeah.
The horse is buried in the ground and someone's looking for the horse.
For some reason, I feel like when Michael left, two people, Danny.
I was going to say that I think Michael was the magic of the show.
Yeah.
In a weird, even though he was hardly there.
And the show hasn't been the same since Cam left, really. I feel like.
Yeah.
In a way. And it's not that I even loved her on the show. But
I think Danny added a lot of...
Danny kind of added heart to the show.
And she tried... Y'all, last season was not good either.
No, last season, we always struggled to get through last season.
And Danny felt like a wooden peg in a round hole the whole time. Like, how does Danny fit in now? And so now I think it's left with people that are either still there to ride any fame they have left from this.
Yep.
Or people that are...
Or newer people they're introducing.
With trying to ride fame as well, honestly.
Yeah. That's called Project Vanita. We are aware.
And Leva.
Yeah.
She got her own spinoff.
Exactly.
From it.
But yeah. we knew Leva before. And
she's
so
very smart business person.
We knew Vanita before, but especially this season, it's become hard to watch.
And is it because we went on vacation? We just haven't had time to do this show.
Right.
We actually made the decision after
before tour.
We were on it, but then we watched was it episode 4?
Yes.
The brunch?
The kind of birthday brunch.
The birthday brunch for Madison and Vanita. And it was already getting joyless, but I think it's just...
This episode kicked it for us.
The way this show is handling race and the way it's positioning Vanita, whether Vanita agreed to it or not...
Right. We have a hard time watching it.
It's gross to watch, y'all.
And it's worse, it's clumsy, and... To talk about race on a television show, I hate to say it, Summerhouse did it perhaps the best.
Summerhouse did it better.
And hearing two women of color talk about their experiences and everyone else instead of one person taking into account a cast member who has extremely rough history with racism.
You're on Catherine.
Yes. Who, and as I said before, if Bravo thought she was racist or they assumed she was racist, they should have fired her.
They should have fired her as soon as the emoji gate thing happened.
And that's why the fact that we are relitigating this season of this and Vanita either has to by the producers or is making the decision to get more screen time by doing this again is clumsy and feels fake.
It feels fake and it just feels... It's
hard to watch, like we said.
It feels like, y'all, because Catherine doesn't fucking care about this.
No,
if they actually cared about race on the show...
And Vanita doesn't care about Catherine.
No, Vanita doesn't care about Catherine. If Catherine actually cared about this, maybe they would actually have a conversation about race with her boyfriend,
who
is black.
Yep.
With the person she actually has an emotional relationship
with. Thank you. We talk about emotional currency all the time, you guys.
Instead of having Vanita come here and be this savior to teach everyone, it's just not what we want to watch.
And I will say, we have found a lot of common ground with other people who kind of saw this episode and others, and they're not recapping the show anymore because it just bottom line, you guys, doesn't feel good to watch, and it's joyless. So
it's joyless. I know there's other shows that are still recapping it. So this is the first time we've ever just pulled the plug on it.
Yep.
Like Riverdale.
Oh, well, that was because that show got crazy. By the way, this week it seems like there's a comet coming to Riverdale. Swear to God.
There's a comet?
Yeah. This is after they got powers.
Archie's going to go to space.
No, there's a comet that's going to hit the Earth and destroy Riverdale, I believe.
Archie's going to go, guarantee, I bet Archie's going to go to fucking space and shoot a nuke at this comet.
I honestly can't even ponder the possibility of that.
If we ever had a free, if there was ever a week where there's no shows airing,
that'll never happen.
But I thought, wouldn't it be nice for us to just jump into every episode of Riverdale
and
say,
go, wait,
what?
Wait, Jughead can raise people's minds now?
Wait, he actually can, y'all.
Yeah, they have powers now.
They have powers now, so whatever. Anyway, there's an episode where I think, what's her name, blonde girl, I don't even remember her name now, Lily Cooper.
Betty.
Betty Cooper can go back in time now, and she was a Salem witch, apparently. We don't know. Anyway... But that still makes more sense than what this show is, what Southern Charm is trying to do on this show.
I agree. And it's just, the other thing about a good reality show, you guys, is we have to somehow believe they're friends, or there need to be enough drama. There needs to be enough drama that is based on actual emotional things going on now. And this stinks of fakery.
It just stinks of fakery.
And anybody watching...
None of them are friends.
Nope.
Barely. Y'all, even you can tell Austin and Craig really aren't friends anymore.
Barely.
They only hang out with each other because they get paid on the show and their podcast. So...
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie,
I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Like any show, a housewife show, yeah, a lot of shows become vehicles, but now there has to be like a vehicle with driving it is the wheels of connected that we, yep, somewhat enjoy or somewhat and have a relationship.
And for some reason,
no wheels.
Even Shep has turned into this awful old grandpa, like a Thomas Ravenel. He will, y'all, he's going to become Thomas
and
Ravenel.
Well, he and Taylor just broke up.
Yep.
So they're not,
because he wasted that girl's time.
I'm going to say this. They paid a lot of money to Naomi to come back and try to save this show.
Yeah.
She's doing the best she can. And,
well, I never thought she was up to
it. I even saw a clip from like last week's where a sissy sent us. So, which by the way, y'all, you can send us, but I don't need to see any more Southern Charm stuff.
No.
Unless it gets really good, send it to us. But
yeah,
someone sent a clip of Naomi trying to talk to Caleb about why he broke up with Catherine. And it was just listening to him to basically say, without trying to say, because I found out she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She's completely not crazy.
Catherine's unhinged.
Unrealistic.
Yeah.
Not living,
yeah,
in reality.
Yeah.
And he was trying to say this in a nice way. And Naomi was like, but you don't care about Catherine either.
No, she doesn't like her.
You just got a paycheck from Whitney, and you know that you're like, yeah, just need to save this show.
And I know the campiness of the housewife shows. It's okay if they all kind of hate each other, because there's a certain camp. Those women know how to do it. These people don't know how to do it.
They
the only person who knows how to do that is Patricia, and she's not on enough.
She's not on enough. And even Patricia, you can tell, is kind of like,
I'm tired of this.
Why did I get my fifth facelift for this?
But I honestly have to say, the cast isn't talented enough to pull off housewife camp. So
they're not.
These reasons. So also, yeah,
I'm telling you, come out with a show next season called Patricia's Search for a Butler, and we will recap every show,
yeah,
with saliva dripping from our mouth. We will be excited.
I would agree. I would love that.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Y'all, I think that's... I'm sorry if it played a commercial in this episode. We can't control that with Acast, so if it played a commercial for like a short episode, it's beyond us.
Yeah, but we were just stopping in to say we're not going to recap the show anymore this season. As Maddie said before, there's tons of other places where you can get that Southern Charm fix. I'm sure, I think Crappens is still doing it.
I think they are.
Yeah.
So, Maybe, you know, it's just...
Maybe when the comet hits Charleston and they have to rebuild.
Yes. Archie comes in and saves Charleston.
We can maybe say, oh, this might be interesting.
Because this is why we quit Riverdale, too, y'all. We really do try to, like... I know we bitch about 90 Day, but, like, you bitch about it even more, but... I still love watching 90 Day Fiancé.
That's a roller coaster.
There's...
Different kind of show, though.
And, you know, we almost stopped Below Deck franchise.
Yeah.
But Below Deck Med has come back, and it's really good.
Really strong.
So it's... We do this because we don't want to... We value our time, and we value your time. Don't want you to watch shit that's not a joy to watch.
And
what's the point?
Even for us, we're
not... too short.
We're not going to phone it in. I'm not capable.
No.
If you've seen me at a live show and I don't want to talk about, if I'm bored with one of the couples and I've had two vodkas, I'm like, let's move on.
It's true.
So I would probably be the one that would be hardest to get to continue to recap this because I won't talk about anything unless I'm interested in it.
I actually disagree. I think we're both pretty solid in that. It's where you're thinking you're disinterested. I think too much about my weakness. I think too much about other, and I go, oh God, I just made somebody sit through 45 minutes of this shit show,
right?
Because they want to hear us talk about it. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
So
we don't want another Labor of Love.
We did it with Labor of Love. Oh, I'm so
That's
sorry.
Still our greatest folly. Great our theme greatest. Song.
One of maybe the
if
greatest
Alaska
theme song.
Was Seward's folly, Labor of Love was Reality Gay's folly.
You know what? That's how we're going to end this show. Not Southern. We're going to play the Labor of Love theme song because it was so fucking good. We worked so hard on that.
I'm your lady and you want to be my man.
So, y'all, listen
wanna
to other outlets.
Baby.
Enjoy Southern Charm if you enjoy Southern Charm. If you still want to talk about it in the Facebook group and have a post, go
You're
ahead.
More than welcome
that
to
y'all's group.
It's we a, ain't going to cover it. No mo.
Yeah. So, but just not for us to cover. Hopefully this will open us up for other things. Oh, wait. All these fucking shows are coming back this month. Anyway,
like 90 Day UK, y'all.
90 Day UK. We've got
Discovery Plus.
Don't we have another one coming out in like 2 weeks?
Selling the OC.
Smothered. Selling the OC. So there's plenty of shit.
And we're
to watch.
You've got two Below Decks now. We're doing Below Deck Med and Below Deck Down Under. Badoo.
We just discovered who knew the girth. I can't say it.
The girth boat.
The girth boat. New theme. Check out the meme for that. So, y'all, So with that,
continue on. We're going to continue on our journey. And peace be your journey.
Peace be your journey. Don't come back, y'all. You hear? Because we're
Don't
not coming back.
Out of here. We'll
but
see
enjoy
you later.
Labor of Love. Yes.
We've got Kristen dating.
Oh my God, Charlotte, she's my favorite.
She must need the care.
That Sex and the City money must have run out.
You've got 2 cheers in a cup before you knock me up. This is Labor of
Just like 5 times.
Sperm in my pussy.
Ooh, this is sticky.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.